want to revisit some of the details that were brought up earlier and put into the record about the president's own stock transactions, a form which he filed that shows he completed more than 3,700 stock transactions in just the first 3 months of this year alone. The president bought hundreds of thousands of dollars in Palantir stock shortly before he publicly praised the company on his social media site. As if the name drop itself wasn't enough, he included the company's ticker symbol for good measure, hardly subtle to me. On March 23rd, after nearly a month of war with Iran, the president said talks were, quote, very good and productive, and extended his deadline for a deal by 5 days. Oil prices dropped and energy stocks fell, while Trump bought shares in companies like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and other firms positioned to benefit if the war continued, which it did at the president's direction. He bought a dip that he created. Then there's NVIDIA. The president bought as much as $1 million in stock just 1 week before the Commerce Department formally approved the sale of NVIDIA chips to China. 1 week. He bought up to $5 million more in NVIDIA stock in February, right before the company announced a major chip deal with Meta. It's pretty good luck, if you ask me. If that's not bad enough, the president's son struck a multi-billion-dollar crypto deal with a UAE state-backed firm. After the deal, the administration reversed AI chip restrictions, approving transfers of sensitive technology to another UAE-related entity, chaired by the very same royal family figure involved with the deal with his son. That seems like hardly a coincidence to me. And indeed, it is self-enrichment tied directly to the president's foreign policy agenda, and it's how the president's net worth has grown by over $4 billion since he started this term. As the president gets rich, his wars and tariffs are crushing hardworking American families. And I think the American people see through the BS. This is the most corrupt administration in American history.